Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Can we give each other hope? Can we give each other hope?
Welcome to Second Chances. I am Hilaria Asumu, your host for the evening. I just want to say welcome and thank you for joining me. Wherever you are, whether online, at home, in your front room, driving, you know, this is the hour that you want to be tuned in to Radio Africana every Sunday at 5 p.m. It's a really sunny day today, so I guess some people are maybe in the garden enjoying some sun rays. Well, I can be under the sun, as most people would know. We kidney transplant patients can't stay in the sun because of skin cancer. So that's one little tidbit that you found out this evening. So welcome. Excuse me. 10 weeks ago, I sat behind this microphone for the umpteenth time, because I've been doing this since December 2024. I can't believe it's that long. I've got Mr. Wonderful in the studio saying, wow. Yeah, so I've been here for 2 years now. Almost 2 years, but you know, yeah, more than 2 years, isn't it? Yeah, so it's been a wonderful time. I've had some guests on, I've had some people talking to me outside of the show, and then coming on here to play those recordings, and I've had people call in as well, and most importantly, I have loved the messages and the conversations afterwards. So excuse me, I've got a frog in my throat today. I don't know what's happening. So whilst I was behind this microphone, I have told you I was not supposed to be here. And that's the truth. And most of you know my story. You know how I came to be doing this. Medically and statistically, in terms of what my body was capable of in 2017, then a family made a decision in their worst moment. And here I am today. And 10 weeks later, I'm still here. After I started the new series, I'm still here. I am still going. And, you know, I'm even doing more things because our communities, we need this. We need to be talking about organ donation. We need to make it a topic that we discuss every day. It has to be commonplace. It has to be something that we can discuss, like, you know, frying akara. Like, you know, you could like and say, I want to fry akara today. I feel like eating akara. Or I feel like eating McDonald's. Or I want to eat, you know, ice cream. We should be able to be discussing organ donation like that. But tonight, you know, this series has been so close to my heart, and I feel sort of like bereft that the series is coming to an end. But that doesn't mean I'm leaving. No. So don't be worried, because I'm still going to be here. I'm just going to move to another series, which I think is really important for us as a community. So tonight's series is the finale of Second Chances of Living and Deceased Organ Donation. And I want to spend this hour doing something different from every other episode. I want to look back. Not because we're done, because this conversation will never be done. As I said before, we need to make it commonplace. It needs to be a common topic that we can just, traveling on the bus, on the train, we can just, you know, talk about it like everyday topics. And the conversation can never be done because what this community has built across these past weeks deserves to be named out loud. Tonight, I want us to celebrate. I want us to look back at what was said and who was heard. I want us to honor the people who made the series what it became. And at the end of the show, I have an announcement. A pretty exciting one. So please don't go away. Stay with me to the end of the show. And I'm sure you are going to be excited about what I'm going to say. So this is episode 10 of Second Chances of the series, Deceased and Living Organ Donation. And we have been live on Radio Africana and in partnership with NHS Blood and Transplant. I want to thank them for funding us, for believing in what we're doing, and believing that the work we do matters and it impacts people who would take that decision to be a hope bringer. That is why our opening song always every Sunday is Be a Hope Bringer by Jean-Paul and Roxanne Asumu. Yes, the last name tells you that they're my kids. My son wrote the song and my daughter joined him to perform it. So I'm really proud of them, proud mom. But you know, as I always say, people are not impacted except when a family member is actually a kidney patient and going through that journey. So let me walk you through what we built right from the start. Episode 1, What Happens After Yes, if you remember that. We started where most people never started. Not at the decision, but at what comes after the recovery, the road back to becoming yourself again. And I told you about my transplant, about the particular joy of waking up one morning and realizing that the fog had lifted. That episode set the register for everything that followed. Human first, always, every time. Episode 2 was about what our faith actually says. We went into theology, Christianity, Islam, African traditional thought. And across every tradition in this community, the message was the same. Giving life is not a violation of faith. it is an expression of it. In episode 3, The Family Table, we named the four silences. We built the language for the conversation most of us had been putting off for years. And then we went to episode 4, which was the wait. And we all know what that means. And we met people on the list, people who were waiting. We named the wait, what the wait actually costs. Not clinically, but humanly, because when people are waiting on the transplant list, what really matters to them is hope. How can they have that hope? How can people out there, healthy people, give them hope to keep holding on, to keep waiting? Because we lost a lot of people. We lost a lot of people whilst they were waiting. And we try to encourage people every week to sign up to the organ donor register. That particular skill of holding hope carefully is not something that you learn overnight. It comes with people like you listening to me right now or listening to me online. It led to people, you know, holding on because you came forward to sign up to the organ donor register. And when they knew that people are signing up, it gives them hope that one day it will be their turn and they will get a transplant. That was episode 4. Episode 5, the yes, we heard from Ali. We heard from Sarah, two real living donors, their own voices unscripted. Ali donated to his office colleague and Sarah donated to her son. And the messages came in after that episode. And I'm still reading them and still responding to them and still guiding people and having that talk, that really important talk about signing up to the organ donor register. And not only that, letting, you know, informing their families about their decision to become organ donors. Passing it forward was episode 6. We talked about what happens when recipients become advocates. We talked about Sankofa, flying forward with our eyes open to what you carry. The Children's Table, episode 7, we faced the young people. We gave parents and teachers specific conversations for specific situations. And we spoke directly to the young people themselves. Your generation has the chance to change this conversation from the inside. Not just from the inside, but also impacting their peers to have the talk with their family. Just one person in the family, have that conversation at the family table when you're having dinner and taking that conversation forward and deeper, but not trying too hard, but just planting that seed. Episode 8 was the diaspora decision. For all of us who live abroad, there's one thing that we have. We live here. We are able to do something. We're right where we're able to be cared for. We're able to speak directly to the living donor team. We're right here where we can make that decision to be donors and we are looked after. We named the hardest truth of the series, the distrust of the NHS in Black communities and how real it is and why they have to earn our respect and our trust because of what has happened in the past and is still happening. And also in the specific case of organ donation and what it is costing our community more than it is protecting it. Last week, episode 9 was What Love Leaves Behind. Last Sunday, the donor family, the people in the corridor, if you remember what I was talking about, and I said something that I had never said publicly. My donors, families, yes, is still working. And I'm still here. 8 years later, it is in me, giving me strength. Yes, I'm not saying it's perfect, but I am able to function. I'm able to speak every Sunday to you. I'm able to have events around the UK. I'm able to travel to events where I speak about my truth. It doesn't matter whether it's political, whether it's a religious event, or whether it's a civic event. I'm able to share my story and touch people. And in everyone I have reached, I have heard people say, "You have touched me. Your story makes me want to do more." And that was the case 2 weeks ago when I was on a panel with the 50-50 Parliament at Salford University. And after talking about my journey, I talked about how difficult it was as a Black disabled woman to actually function and get that support that I require to function, really. And by the time I finished, I was surrounded by people. The audience was about 90% of the attendees at that conference. And I tell you that, you know, what most of them were saying was that they understand where I'm coming from. And one woman said, "How can I sign up?" And I gave her the website. And I'm not going to chase it up, because when people say I'm going to do something, I'm not forcing them to. They are taking that big step to say, "This is what I want to do, because I've listened to you and I know that there are more people." Over 8,200 people on the transplant list at the moment, and about 7,000 of those people are waiting for a kidney transplant. So today makes it 10 episodes. 10 episodes, one community, still here, tuning in every Sunday to listen to what I have to say. Eben wrote "No One Like You" as a declaration about something so faithful, so present, that comparison becomes impossible. That is this community that has supported me every Sunday that I am in the studio. There is no one like you. No one like the people who tuned in every Sunday, who shared, who registered, who had the conversations they had been putting off for years. I want to say thank you. And this song is for you. "No One Like You" by Eben. I'll see you back here in a minute.
God of everything, there's no one like you. No one like you, Jesus. No one like you. No one like you, I say. No one like you. No one like you, Father. No one like you, Master.
Thank you for staying. We're back again, and that was No One Like You by Eben. And there's no one like this community. No one. Now, I want to talk about what has changed. And this second segment is about what actually changed. I have been keeping track, not as a campaign metric, but the messages that have been coming in since episode one. After episode one, a woman in Manchester registered as a donor. I just talked about her now. Registered as a donor. And she'd been meaning to for 3 years. And that episode was the thing that made her stop putting it off. I am just so blessed, you know, that sometimes I wonder if, you know, I wonder if people are taking what I'm saying on board. But just one person signing up gives me hope, because I know that very soon it will become something we talk so much about easily, without fear, without, you know, disbelief, or you know, thinking that, you know, nobody is going to look out for you because you signed up to the organ donor register. After episode two, a pastor got in touch. He had never really felt equipped to address organ donation from the pulpit, and that episode gave him the language he has since gave him the language to use to his congregation, and he has since spoken about it at three Sunday services. How amazing is that? This is what we are saying. Put it into action. Sow a seed and wait and see what happens. That seed could blossom, that seed could die. But whatever it is, sow the seed. Episode 3, a family in Salford had the conversation they had been avoiding for 11 years. 11 years. Just one episode. And that conversation happened. And you could do the same. Just with your family, because it's easy. You are with them and they know you. You know them. You know how they will react. Some might react adversely, but it doesn't really matter. Just say it. Just talk about it. It's a conversation you need to have. And then episode 5 was Ali's and Sarah's recordings, and a woman messaged to say she listened to Sarah and called her mother, and her mother did not change the subject. I don't even know what to say. All this coming in, I just want to feed back to you so that you know that, and I know that what I am doing is not in vain. After episode 7, a secondary school teacher in Greater Manchester has built a lesson, a PSHE lesson, around that episode. And it goes out to year 10 and 11 students. And after episode 9, a donor family reached out to the charity WSH BME Kidney Network. They had been carrying their yes for 6 years, quietly, without anyone naming what they did. And they did not tell me where they were from, but I knew that they were from my community, because we don't talk, when we donate our loved ones' organs, we don't say anything because we will get the backlash from home. And them reaching out to me to talk about it, that was amazing. I don't want to know your name. I don't want to know where you stay. Reach out to me, let me know, because these are uplifting stories that I can share, so that those people who are thinking, oh, I won't be the first person to do this, would get some inspiration from this story I'm sharing today, and say, if that family can do it, why can't I do it? And, you know, they said that they did not know there was a show like this. This is why I'm always asking for people to share this show with their families, with their friends, with their neighbors, because you never know what somebody is carrying inside them quietly. And They told me they want to be a part of it. I have said, join every Sunday. If you have questions, send them before the show, and I'll pick them up. And there are times I would invite a guest to come online to answer those questions. That is what we do. That is what we want to do. And if you want to send a text or you want to send a question, just send it to 0744-881-1570. That number again is 0744-881-1570. Okay? And, you know, all these people who've reached out, a pastor with a new language, you know, it's very rare, a family with 11 years of silence, which became broken after listening to an episode, and a teacher with a lesson, and a donor family who found their community. I have sent them my Facebook community for them to join. Some people just join. They find us on Facebook, and some people actually donate to us because we have a donation link on Facebook that people donate to. So that keeps us going, especially when we have to help people without recourse to public funds. Kidney transplant patient or kidney patients who need support. So 10 weeks of talking about living organ donation and deceased donation. Any registrations that none of us will ever be able to count have been happening quietly. And I appreciate everybody. They've been doing it on their phones, and you know, people are reaching out to the organization, and it's usually after they've heard something that has moved them. So if you are a kidney transplant patient, or if you are a kidney patient on dialysis, please go online, share your story, don't be shy. This is what you are here to do. Share your story. Ask people, if you're looking for a transplant, share your story. You'll be surprised how understanding people are and how empathetic they are. They would try as much as possible. Think about it, maybe talk to their family and step forward, just like my friend did for me. I shared my story with my classmates, and one of them came forward and said, I would donate to you. Limo Blaze wrote gold to describe something that has been through the fire and come out on the other side better for it. This community has been through fire. 10 weeks of hard conversations, distrust named, grief honored, faith examined, and what came out on the other side is gold. Here is Limo Blaze with gold. Don't go away.
They say make a sign now.
That was Limo Blaze with Gold. I hope you enjoyed that. That song was gold. What we do here is gold. It is gold is an important metal. And you know, when you say something is gold, it means you're adding value. Yes, we are adding value. That is what this is. Now, I want to name the people without whom this series would not exist. And this segment is about the people who have made it that I'm able to do this every Sunday. Series one of Second Chances, not just, you know, not just the series, every episode before this was made possible by NHS Blood and Transplant. And I want to say that clearly, not as a broadcast formality, but as a genuine acknowledgement to them for believing in the work that we do as a charity and saying, we like what you're doing and we want to fund you to reach out to people within your community. Without them, I wouldn't have been able to do that. Because NHS Blood and Transplant, short NHS BT, believed in this conversation on this station, in this voice, with this community, this Black community. And they thought it was worth supporting, and they backed it before it even had a single episode. The work they do every day, coordinating organ donation across the whole of the United Kingdom, supporting donor families, training specialist nurses, managing the transplant list, is the infrastructure inside which everything this show talked about becomes real. Without NHS Blood and Transplant, the conversation, this conversation, has nowhere to land. So I say thank you, sincerely and specifically, for this series and for the work you do every day. If any of the members, any of the specialist nurses are listening, the doctors, the surgeons, I want to say thank you for all the work you do. Because without you, I wouldn't be here, and so many of us wouldn't be here. I also want to talk about the thank the coordinator in Manchester, Zaina, and she's our NHS Blood and Transplant coordinator in Manchester. She's the person that who makes this work on the ground work. She shows up to community events, and she's known by name in spaces that most NHS communications never reach. Thank you, Zaina, for the work you do. And, you know, this community, the Black and the Asian communities, are better for your presence in it. To Ali, my wonderful friend, I want to say thank you. You donated your kidney to your office colleague and then sat in front of a microphone and told us why, in your own words, without a script. That took courage and it changed people. To Sarah, whose video I used, she donated to her son and described what life looks like when, you know, the person you save is sitting across you at the breakfast table or at the dinner table every day. That recording will stay with people for years. It is available on YouTube, and you can find it. All you have to do is click on the link in our Facebook group and you'll find it. I also want to mention the donor families. I cannot forget you, who reached out and who also are donating without even thinking about their pain and their grief. I want to say thank you. And this show is here because of you. And this community is ready to hold your story whenever you are ready to tell it. And to this community, all of you listening to me right now, all of you also online, and people, I'm always multitasking, I am streaming on TikTok as well. So for those people who've joined me, I've just had Janisha Gadai join us as well. Ruben, Sherita Mangowe, who's joined us as well. I just want to say thank you. I can't call all of you, but thank you for the support that you have given us during the series. For those people who have tuned in every Sunday, for those who have shared the show, who have registered on the organ donor register, and who've had conversations with their families, their friends, and their neighbors about organ donation, and those who have also sent messages, this show is yours as much as it is mine. You built it with me, because without you building it with me, I wouldn't have been able to continue. So thank you. Whew. That was a lot of people to thank, but I had to do it. Phil Thompson wrote Faithful God as a testimony about a faithfulness that holds when the circumstances are hard. This community has been faithful for 10 weeks, and what it was faithful to was the lives on the transplant list, the families who said yes, the conversations that needed to happen with their families, friends, and neighbors. He's worthy of every Sunday we gave to it. Thank you very much. Here is Faithful God by Phil Thompson, and I hope you enjoy it and don't go away.
Precious love, yes you are. Oh.
Phil Thompson with Faithful. I hope you enjoyed that. Faithful God. Faithful. That is the word for what this community has been. I am just grateful to you for your support. And I want to talk about what comes next for this conversation and for this show. So that is what segment 4 is about, what comes next. And I want to be honest with you. We've had 10 weeks of a radio show that did not close the organ donation gap in Black communities. It was never going to. Mm-mm. Because we've got 8,200 people on the transplant list. And every day we find that that number is increasing. That gap is structural. It is historical. It is rooted in distrust that was earned across generations and will not dissolve by 10 Sunday evenings. We do know that. But 10 weeks can shift something, even if it's very small. What is shifted is the conversation, not the statistics. We know that the numbers are rising. Those will take years to come. But the permission, the language, the sense that this community is not silent about this anymore. I go to events, I sit with, you know, elderly people, and they say, "Hilaria, you're doing so great. How can we help?" This isn't the kind of conversation I was having before. This is not the kind of conversations that people were having. And I remember being the chair of a webinar, and it was all people who were older than I was, and the first thing they were talking about was, how do we make this conversation wider? How do we spread it within our community? That's the Nigerian Women's group in Manchester. And they wanted to know. And these are people who are older, who should be more resistant. They now see the importance of what we are doing here. That is a shift. And shifts compound. And that is, and there are three things that this community still needs to do. Okay? We are such a vibrant community, and when one person hurts, other people do. Yeah, it might not be everybody, but you know, our community, we love each other. Yeah, there are little fights and quarrels here and there, but when it comes down to supporting somebody, we come out for people. I remember some time ago, I put out a GoFundMe for a young woman called Itoru Utin. Itoru was a young woman who suffered, you know, a tragedy. I'll call it a tragedy. Although she's doing well today, Itoru was at a point where she needed help, where she needed the community. She's listening to me right now, and now I'm saying, hello, Itoru, I'm talking about you again this evening. But people need to know how you are doing. And this is my way of telling people how you're doing. She needed people to donate to help her settle. Because while she was in a coma, her landlord threw out her things. She has no family in the UK. She still needs our support, but she's managed to get herself to a point where she's able to do little work from home. And that home she got is because of the donation that all of you made to that GoFundMe account I set up for her, and the Just Giving account I set up. I can't thank all of you. We might not have made the goal I was looking for, but you ensured that the charity was able to pay for a house rent for 2 months. And that is something. but I'm going to come back again. So please watch out for that campaign when it starts, because we need you. I will take permission before I tell you our next stage. But that is what we do for each other. When it gets down to the nitty-gritty, we turn up. But then we still need to keep registering and we also need to keep telling people about organ donation, and that we've signed up to the organ donor register and we need them to respect our wishes. And we also need to tell people that they can sign up too. It only takes 2 minutes. Just tell them what the website is, organdonation.nhs.uk. That is where they need to go. And the conversation that follows is the thing that actually moves the community. So keep talking. Keep encouraging people to sign up to the organ donor register, especially we in the Black community, because a lot of us are on the transplant list. And the second thing that we need to do is to keep the blackorgandonation.org.uk in our community's hands. Share it again tonight. It's a resource you can use to have that difficult conversation. Put it in your group chat, bring it to your church, send it to your school. It should be well known in Black communities across the UK as any community health resource. We built it so that you can have that conversation without thinking, what do I say? We have taken the mystery out of it. We have taken the difficulty out of it, because almost every scenario has been explored on that website. And that website again is blackorgandonation.org.uk. So that org is org.uk. The third thing we need to do is to stay visible. If you are a recipient, a donor, a donor family, or an advocate like me, your visibility is the most powerful organ donation tool that exists. As I said earlier on, open your mouth and talk. Share your stories online. Talk to people on the street. I do it in taxis, to taxi drivers, on the plane. I've actually gone into a supermarket, taken over the tannoy for 1 hour. Talking about organ donation. I am not shy. Somebody died for me to be here today. So why would I be shy? I have to give back that kindness that was given to me. I'm here today because of my donor family, and I thank them every day from the bottom of my heart. One honest conversation with people, that is the unit of change, because you plant a seed. And the WSH BME Kidney Network is here on Facebook. Every day you can find us, you join us, bring your story, and I can also bring you on here if you want. Or we can have a conversation offline and I bring it on here and play it to people who are listening every day. We need you. Chandler Moore and Elevation Worship wrote, "God, I am just grateful," as an overflow. It's not a performance of gratitude. It's an overflow of it. I am so grateful every day that even when I'm sick, I would still get up from my bed when it's got to do with organ donation. And that is what I feel tonight. 10 weeks of this community showing up, of people doing the hard thing, of the conversation moving in ways I would not have predicted. It's because of you. I am grateful. God, I am grateful. Here it is. And I'll see you back here in a minute.
There was no way until you made one. Grace upon grace, hallelujah. Even though I don't deserve it, you did it.
Well, I couldn't play the whole of that song because we're running out of time. But thank you for staying with me. That was Chandler Moore and Elevation Worship with God I'm Just Grateful. I'm grateful, that is the word for tonight. And now the announcement and then the close of series one. Before I close the series, I want to say something on behalf of everyone who's listened. This series was made in partnership with NHS Blood and Transplant, and they manage organ donation and transplantation across the whole of the United Kingdom. They coordinate the transplant waiting lists, they support donor families, they train the specialist nurses who sit with families in the hardest moments, and they run the organ donor register at organdonation.nhs.uk. And they chose to support this show to back a community radio program on Radio Africana that wanted to have this conversation in a different register and a different voice. That decision said this community's voice counts. This conversation counts. This station counts. So on behalf of everyone who registered because of something they heard on the show, on behalf of every family who had a conversation they had been putting off, on behalf of the donor family who found that community last week, thank you, NHS Blood and Transplant, from this community, sincerely. Now, something new is coming. Second Chances will be back. Series 2 is coming. And this conversation is not finished. I told you so from the beginning. But while you wait, a new show is launching on Radio Africana. It is called Unheard Salford. Unheard Salford is a civic radio program for the people of Salford and Greater Manchester. It is for the resident who does not know their rights, the tenant whose housing is in disrepair, the carer who has been invisible, the community member who has tried to navigate the NHS and could not find a way in, and also the young person who wants to understand how the city around them actually works. Unheard Salford is a show that says your voice counts, your experience counts, and the system that affects your life can be understood, challenged, and changed. It's going to air on Radio Africana on the second and fourth Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. And Second Chances continues on the first and third Sunday of each month. So every Sunday at 5 p.m. on Radio Africana, there will be a show for this community. The first episode of Unheard Salford launches on the second Sunday of July. So mark it in your diaries. Unheard Salford will launch on Radio Africana and would be on the second and fourth Sunday at 5 p.m. I know the conversations we've had so far matters. I know the community needed it. I knew the waiting list was real and the gap was real and the distrust was real as well. And the love that makes people say yes in hospital corridors was also real. I knew all of that. What I did not know was whether this community was ready to hear it. You showed me week after week, every Sunday at 5 p.m., you were here. You are the show. Not the music, not the scripts, not the microphone or the station or the partnership. You. The person who registered, the person who called home, the person who called their grandmother, their father, their colleague, the person who is still sitting with the question and has not decided yet, but is closer than they were 10 weeks ago. All of you. Second chances are not given, they are received. And they come from a community that decided to have the conversation. This community decided. Series one is done. The conversation is not. So thank you very much for tuning in. Go register at organdonation.nhs.uk. Visit blackorgandonation.org.uk and find the WSHBME Kidney Network on Facebook and tune in to Unheard Suffolk's second and fourth Sunday on Radio Africana every Sunday at 5 p.m. I am Hilary Asumu. This was Second Chances, Series 1, and we are still here. Have a wonderful evening. This is Moses Bliss and Chandler Moore, your love for every person who said yes, for every family who carried it forward, and for this community that showed up. This is for you. Thank you, and I'll see you next Sunday. Bye.
I don't know it in I do. We make you love me so daddy. No be say I too sappy, yeah. But you love me constantly, yeah. I don't know where I for day. If not be you the little way. Your grace and mercy no they feel. Give me the love consistently.
Only love, that's it. Nothing could ever stop.